Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. An emotional day in court as the man at the center of the Rittenhouse Square stabbing a year and a half ago took the stand. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us what happened from the Criminal Justice Center.
Defendant Michael White says he was making a food delivery to West Philadelphia, riding his bike along the sidewalk on 17th Street. And when he got to Chancellor, he says he was blocked by a black car trying to turn onto the street. White says the driver of that car began to honk his horn at another car who had a black driver. And White says that he read the lips of that man saying something along stupid N-word to the man. He says that's when Sean Skellinger got out of the black car and walked to the other car, angrily rolling up his sleeves. White testified to saying something along the lines of, "There's no need to act like that. It's not that deep," to Skellinger. And that's when he says Skellinger turned to him, red-faced, spitting, and yelling that he was going to, quote, "beat the black off of him." White says he got off his bike, pulled a knife from the bag to scare Skellinger, and says that's when Skellinger charged at him, bear-hugging him around the hips and lifting him off the ground. Prosecutors say Skellinger was trying to disarm White, and the defense says White was trying to protect himself. White testified he didn't intentionally stab Skellinger, but once he was in the air, he did intend to stab him to get him off of him. And that's when he ran off, eventually tossing the knife. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio.
Jury selection has been completed now for a Philadelphia man accused of shooting up a Cheltenham Walmart last summer. Story from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Millward.
Based on pretrial arguments, 31-year-old Keenan Jones is pleading not guilty by reason of insanity. He's charged with more than a dozen counts of aggravated assault, attempted murder, and reckless endangerment, accused of grabbing a gun from his sister while waiting in line at the Walmart on Easton Road in Wincote. According to the criminal complaint, Jones shot the man in line point blank, then ran for the exit, firing indiscriminately as elderly people and parents with children ran from the gunfire. Five people were shot, all survived, but others were hurt trying to run from the gunshots.
Two police officers were hurt trying to take Jones into custody, one of them with a broken wrist. And according to pretrial arguments, Jones suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder after he watched his father get killed in 2014. Well, members of three House committees investigating the president deposing yet another member of the administration today.
George Kent is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs. He oversees U.S. policy towards Ukraine. In emails provided to Congress by the State Department Inspector General earlier this month, Kent apparently expressed concerns about the administration's efforts to oust Marie Yovanovitch, who was then the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine.
Fiona Hill, the former senior director for the National Security Council, testified Monday behind closed doors for more than 10 hours. It's been almost a month since a five-year-old went missing in a Bridgeton park, and all signs point to an abduction. And now local law enforcement has released a composite sketch of a man wanted for questioning in the case. The update now from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
The sketch can be seen on our website, kywnewsradio.com. It depicts someone described by the Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office as a 5'7", slender Hispanic male, 30 to 35 years old. When Dulce Alves disappeared, a witness says this man was wearing a white T-shirt, blue jeans, and a white baseball cap. He was also in the company of one or two children under age 5.
Now, Prosecutor Jennifer Webb McCray, in a press release, stressed this person is not a suspect or person of interest. It's just someone they want to talk to. The reward fund for information in the case has risen to over $50,000. Contact Bridgeton Police if you can help. 856-451-0033. The Save Carlos campaign in Idaho turned out to be a big success. CBS News correspondent Pam Coulter tells us more.
Residents in the northern part of the state were able to raise $1,100 to buy the 1,000-pound steer to spare him a trip to the slaughterhouse. The 4-year-old Carlos had charmed neighbors of Bill Guy's farm in West Post Falls, Idaho. They say he comes when called, enjoys being petted, and loves apples, lettuce, and lawn clippings.
Enough money raised to allow Carlos to remain at Bill Guy's farm. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.